Until Midnight, Nightline with Harvey Deacon for Graham Mabry.
Alrighty, time to say a very good evening to Chris Field. He's our state ombudsman. And had we known you're a Geelong supporter, Chris, before the program, I would have vetoed your appearance tonight. How are you?
Yeah, well, you've only just isolated half the listening audience against me, Harvey, so I appreciate that. But, we're just taking it one game at a time, and it'll be a terrific game, and may the best team win on Friday.
Indeed. Yeah, well, of course, I might I'd hate to remind you who sort of, defeats you regularly in grand finals. I think the Hawthorn side, don't they, I think, from memory?
West Coast Hawthorn.
Yeah, you know that.
Get in a line. But, no, we've been good, very good in the last couple of years. Very proud Geelong supporter for the last couple of years, and indeed the whole time. So we'll just see how we go.
You and our vet Tony Vergano are peas in a pot. He is a passionate Geelong supporter as well. Mate, you're here tonight to answer people's queries. Now, I mean, what sort of matters do you deal with in your capacity as state ombudsman?
Yeah, it's a great question. We get complaints about, or are able to deal with complaints about government administration. So it's the Department of Education, the Department of Health, Department of Corrections, all the sorts of services the government provides. Mm-hmm. So that's state government agencies, local governments though, so issues with local governments, hospitals, schools, all of those are included in our jurisdiction, and of course universities as well. So they're all in that jurisdiction as the state ombudsman. I also hold the office of energy ombudsman, so we can also take complaints about issues that people have with their energy companies. So I can do both of those things. And
just ringing up to say, I've got a $500 power bill, do something about it. That's not exactly what you're all about, is it?
Well, no, if there's a mistake made in terms of the bill, so the bill is in error, then yes, we can look at that for people. But it's too high, but there's actually nothing wrong with the bill. No, well, unfortunately, can't do anything with that, no.
You've probably got to face the same thing in the Field household.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly true.
Yeah, indeed. 9221182 if you would like to have a chat to Chris, and he's here at your service tonight. What are some of the up-and-coming events as regards what the Ombudsman is doing, what you're doing?
Yeah, well, we do look a range of things in addition to, obviously, the complaints we resolve, indeed coming onto a program like this, making sure that people are aware of us in the community and we're accessible to them. And this is a terrific mechanism to do that. We also get out to regional areas, to regional Western Australians, Indigenous Western Australians. It's really important for us to do that. It's, as you'd know, it's such a vast state, but it's really critical that we're not just an ombudsman for the city, but we're an ombudsman for all of the Western Australian areas. Mm. So, we do lots of things in addition to just sitting in our office and taking those complaints. We make sure that we're as active as we can be, helping the taxpayers and the citizens of the state.
Mm. What is the complaints process? Let's just say I've got a grievance. Well, I take the electricity bill and I look at mine. I think that can't be right. It's simply there's got to be a mistake. I'm going to contact the ombudsman and get him to investigate this. How do I go about that?
Yes, they can make a call through to my office, 9220 7555, or we also have a toll-free number, 1-800-117-000. And these days, of course, there's lots of other ways to access, including through the internet, and we have an ombudsman website, www.ombudsman.wa.gov.au. Now you can come to us, make a complaint. We will then, generally speaking, in the first instance, refer that complaint back to the agency whom you're complaining about.
Right.
And we found over time that's the best, most efficient way to get matters resolved.
Well, they know that you're on the case, so they probably say, oh, well, if we don't sort this out, then the Ombudsman's going to stay on the case and it's going to cost us money, cost us time, we might as well do it now.
Yeah, well, they're attentive to it, and remember that most public sector agencies want to do the right thing, or all of them do, almost all of the time, the right thing by the people who are using their services. So we send it back to them, they have a look at the complaint, most of the complaints are resolved at that stage to the satisfaction of the people who come to us, and if they're not, then we can go into further review, further investigation, ultimately about either sustaining or not not sustaining the allegations that people bring to us.
Where do most of the complaints come from, or to which agency are they usually directed?
Oh, they're very correlated to sort of, you know, what you'd expect, and that is the size of the agency. Mm. So the bigger agencies, more complaints, mm. but that doesn't necessarily mean the bigger agencies are doing a worse job.
No.
It just, that's the breadth of the services mm. they provide.
Mm. All right, so if you'd like to talk to Chris, you can do so right now. Get in nice and early, because I imagine, like all our other programs, people... we have a bit of a rush towards the end of the show, and you probably can't deal with it as well as you would like to deal with it if people call right away on 922 11882, 922 11882. If you want to send an email, you can to harvey@6br.com.au or 19999677, which of course is the SMS number. We'll be talking to Michael after the break.
Footy on the Road for playeronline.com.au returns this Friday at the Goswells Hotel on Albany Highway. From midday, hear our footy panel analyse and dissect the week in football with the Driftwood Wines footy guests. There's footy tickets and a $100 player sports betting voucher from the WATAB to be won. Book now for Footy on the Road this Friday lunchtime at the Goswells Hotel on Albany Highway, 882 6PR.
Solar Harness presents Solar Fact 54.
Design is crucial to your system's performance. Harness every ray of sunlight and save.
So don't commit until you've spoken to the trusted name Solar Harness. Call 1300-881-440.
Gus, I think Gemmell Homes are smart wired.
Yeah, and look at the size of the living room.
What about this bathroom?
Gemmell Homes have won a lot of awards, you know.
Well, that's because they're one of the most popular home builders in WA.
And check out this kitchen.
Hey, kill the George. Who's that in the backyard?
It's Craig Gemmell. He stands behind every home he builds.
Gemmell Homes, building homes, not just houses. Visit gemmellhomes.com.au or visit one of their many display homes now.
You guys finished cleaning yet?
Sorry, Craig.
Right now at Brooks Hire, hire any of their latest Arctic dump trucks, excavators, rock breakers, graders, rollers, loaders and more, and go into the draw for their 8th Harley giveaway. Brooks Hire, now also open in Karratha. Visit brookshire.com.au.
Perth Glory have made their best start to an A-League season, and this Sunday's match will be huge. The Gold Coast have stopper Jason Kolina, but can they stop Perth's megastar Robbie Fowler?
Fowler scores! And it was worth the wait! Robbie Fowler has equalised for the Glory, and they will remain undefeated!
Perth Glory versus Gold Coast United, 3 p.m. this Sunday at NIB Stadium. Tickets through ticketmaster.com.au or on 136 100.
Thanks to Century 21, the smartest move we made was choosing them to manage our investment property. After hearing about the problems that our friends had with their rental properties, it was important to us to have an expert we could trust. To make your own smart move and have peace of mind with your investment, talk to your local experienced Century 21 property manager or visit century21.com.au. Century 21. Smart move.
Hi, Tony Mack here. I just got to tell you about the Metro Telvor, the new motorhome dealership in Perth, offering you the chance to own your own quality Telvor motorhome or camper van. Since 1985, the Telvor range has been built tough in Australia for our demanding conditions. From a four-wheel drive adventurer on the back of a Toyota Hilux through to the luxury Telvor units that offer every creature comfort. Check out the huge range of Telvor motorhomes and campers today, exclusive to Metro Telvor, Walter Road, Morley, right next to Metro Motors Holden.
When I grow up, I want to be a parkland mascot. I really want to be a parkland mascot, because I go to better homes.
Get down to Parkland Mazda today for the No Space Race. We're rebuilding and running out of room for all our vehicles. There's no space and no time, so we're doing unbelievable deals to keep the decks clear. Get to the No Space Race at Parkland Mazda today. Parklandmazda.com.au. DL12942.
Nightline with Harvey Deacon for Graham Mabry.
Okay, in the studio, Chris Field, our state ombudsman, and we've got Michael online first up for you, Chris. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Harvey. How are you?
Yeah, well, mate. Now, you've called Graham, of course, on a couple of occasions regarding an alleged incident at a school. Quite sure that Royston has advised you in the strongest possible terms. We don't name schools or names or even the suburb. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good on you, mate. Fire away.
Okay. What it was is regarding close about 3 months ago, there was alleged sexual assault done on a young female student by a male student in the same class. And I believe that he was suspended for a couple of days regarding that incident, and then he was allowed back at school. He was put back in the same class as these young female student, and while sitting next to her, he bent her fingers back, and no further action was taken. But during that time, the last 3 months, he has constantly disrupted the classroom and acted in a violent manner towards a student and an adult, which I believe was a teacher, throwing a drink bottle at her, which narrowly missed our granddaughter as well. But at the moment, we've been told since these incidents occurred, the school, along with the education department, are working out a system to try and help the boy, fix him up, which we are all for. But during this, the last 3 months, as I say, we feel that the education department, along with the school, is letting us down as parents that are involved in that classroom and the parents of the girl involved. And we don't seem to be getting anywhere at the moment. We have been in contact with an MLA, to which he has done his bit, and that's as far as we've sort of gone at the moment. I believe that something has to be done to sort this matter out.
Mm. What do you reckon, Chris?
Yeah, well, thanks for your call, Michael. The Department of Education is a department within the Ombudsman's jurisdiction. Look, I've had the opportunity not only to hear what you've listened very carefully to what you've just said then, Michael, but also Graham and Royston were able to share with me some information about your previous calls to the program as well. And it seems to me that, you know, the real issue here is what the department is doing, is their response, the school's response as well, fair and reasonable in the circumstances for all of the parties concerned, because obviously there is a range of issues, important issues that you've raised that need to be balanced up and addressed. I think probably the best thing we can do for you is take your number off air, and Harvey's producer Royston can get that. That'll come to me, and I'll make sure that one of my staff members calls you either tomorrow or Thursday and just goes through this in a little bit more detail with you. Then we can contact the department and get a bit more of an understanding about exactly what's happening with the issue. But as I say, a complex issue, an important issue, one where clearly, by your own words, the department is looking at and the school is as well. But as I say, I don't want to make any more comment on this stage about it without getting some additional information.
Okay, Michael.
As I say, we're more concerned with the, apart from the other side of it, we believe it is affecting the students in the class. Our own granddaughter's education has gone down, and kids are getting quite upset because you send them to school to be educated, not to witness this sort of behaviour. I feel there are other ways around that can be sorted out. And it's affecting us as a family as well, and it's just not on anymore. And I do feel for the teachers, because their hands are tied, and it makes it very hard with the policies of today that are set down to when we were at school. It's a totally different era, of course.
Mm. Okay, Michael, thanks for that. It's a real dilemma, isn't it? Because you've got to, I suppose, conciliate rather than going heavy in a heavy-handed fashion, but that doesn't help the people that are being targeted.
Yeah, well, look, no doubt, without speaking about Michael's story specifically, of course, we don't even know the details of where that might be, but generally speaking, both the education department and schools are there to manage and balance up these sort of tricky situations, and on the whole, do a very good job of doing that. It's about them being fair and reasonable, balancing up all the interests, and we can get to the bottom of that and have a chat and find out if that's the case.
Yep, on the case, Michael. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Pat. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi, Harvey. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
I've been having a war with Western Power since August last year. Nothing's changed in our household. You know, like there's no new appliances. Nothing's different. We live in a pensioner complex. And my bill used to always be about, this was before it all went up, remember, I used to always use between 10 and 12 units a day, which I'm using again now and have used this winter. But I got a bill last August for $260, which said I was using 25 units a day. The next, I paid it because we'd just come back from holidays. We'd actually been away for over 2 weeks of that time. And I paid it when I got home. And then the next bill came, and it was for $264. And when I had a look, it had estimate, you know, an E on the back.
Yes.
So I contacted them. I hadn't sort of really bothered with the first bill because I thought, gosh, you know, I knew electricity was going up in that meantime. But they said I was using 29 units a day. And anyhow, I contacted them. I had this outstanding bill, you know, $524 minus the $200 I'd paid. Anyhow, they said, the first thing they said to me was, why did you ask for a new meter? I said, I beg your pardon. I mean, I never look at the meter, I wouldn't know. And they said that you requested a meter, we're going to charge you because you requested a meter. I said, hold on, I haven't requested a meter. So they waived that. And I asked about the estimate bill, and they said, oh, well, because your meter's not working correctly, we did an estimate of the previous bill. I said, well, if it wasn't working correctly, how could he have even read it the first time? And anyhow, a fellow had come and put a new meter on. We knew nothing about it. And I've been paying off this bill. Now, I have checked my usage, even through all the summer where we don't have refrigerated air conditioning, we have water cooled. I never use more than 12 units a day. And it's got to the stage now, I owe them $143 of this old bill. And I've just been thinking, I've been robbed. You know, and I rang, I rang something like 9 times.
All right, Pat. Well, look, thank you so much for your call. Look, I've heard that you new appliances aren't an issue here, and you've factored in tariff increases in relation to this differential in the bills. Certainly I can say to you that Synergy and Western Power are agencies that are within my jurisdiction as the Energy Ombudsman, and disputes about bills, the size of bills, are very typical of the types of complaints that both I receive and Energy Ombudsman around the country receive. What I'll do for you, I have a very good team of staff that assist me in relation to my role as the Energy Ombudsman. In fact, we resolve, Pat, the vast bulk of our cases around 95-96% within 10 business days. So you get both a good quality answer but a very timely answer to your issues when you come to us. So what I'm going to do is ask for you to give your phone number, if you haven't already, off air to Royston. One of my staff will either contact you tomorrow or the day after from my energy team to go through this with you and to work out what would be the fair and appropriate resolution to your case.
Thank you very much indeed, Pat. All right, we need to take another break. Chris, it's coming up to 8:45, and we'll have a chat to Troy after that break.
Nightline, thanks to House, without the E. Peace of mind for your home for just a dollar a day.
Wake up to Steve Mills.
We've got someone who said that their partner lives in France and I live in Perth, and they've done that for 10 years. That's a long way.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Is it?
If it is that conducive to a long-distance relationship?
Or does it make the hands wander? That's one of the ones that you may want to actually ponder.
Breakfast with Steve Mills. Weekdays from 5:30 on 882 6PR.
Granny Flats WA Micro Homes are an economical lifestyle solution, providing a wonderful new home for your loved ones. All Granny Flats or studio apartments are custom built for your needs. Granny flats can be designed with one, two or three bedrooms, so you get a modern, flexible solution for a low fixed price. They'll handle everything from council plans to full decoration, including bathroom, kitchen, painting and floor coverings. Phone for your obligation free quote. Visit grannyflatswa.com. Builder registration 11156.
The team at Proform have been making dream kitchens for over 17 years. A proudly WA family company, Proform will help you design your perfect kitchen. All the components you'll need to put it together yourself are manufactured in the Proform factory. For the easiest and most cost-effective way to get your new kitchen, call into the Proform DIY Kitchen Showroom at 18 Cusack Road, Malaga, or check out the website www.proformdiykitchens.com.au.
Are you caring for someone with a mental health issue, autism or intellectual disability? Do you need a break? The Silverchain Commonwealth Respite and CareLink Centre may be able to help you by arranging appropriate short-term or emergency care for the person you care for, so you can have some time for yourself. Call your local centre on 1800 052 222. The Silverchain Commonwealth Respite and CareLink Centre. Your link to services and carer respite. Calls from mobile for charge at applicable rate. Funded by the Department of Families, Housing, Community Services and Indigenous Affairs.
Do you live anywhere from Rockingham to Kwinana to Mandurah? Ever looking for a pharmacy after hours? Palm Springs Pharmacy, Warmba, is now open till 10 p.m. every night of the week. It's professional healthcare and advice you can trust. From a winner of the Australian Pharmacy of the Year Award, Palm Springs Pharmacy, open 7 days, Warmba Sound Avenue, Warmba. Palm Springs
Pharmacy. At Premier Tile Gallery, they know their job is about more than just tiles. It's about your taste, your lifestyle, your uniqueness, which is why Premier Tile Gallery's highly experienced interior design and decorating team will assist you in creating the right selection, one that will meet your individual needs and style. Come and explore the endless possibilities of colour and design at Premier Tile Gallery in Osborne Park, WA's leading supplier of quality wall and floor tiles. Visit premiertile.com.au.
Did you know the roar of the crowd at Subi reaches a staggering 110 decibels every time a goal is scored?
Fortunately, Western Hearing Services, Perth's most trusted hearing and tinnitus specialists, have been in WA longer than the AFL. So if noise-induced hearing loss has snuck up on you, give Western Hearing Services a call and get your free footy season noise plugs today. Phone Western Hearing Services now on 1-800-622-121.
Nightline with Harvey Deacon for Graham Mabry.
92211882. Chris Field is a very, very popular man tonight, as he always is when he appears on Graham's show. And I'm glad it's happening when I'm in the seat for a brief period of time. Chris, I would have had a terrible inferiority complex if it had been anything else. Let's go to Troy. G'day, Troy.
G'day, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you. What's your complaint, mate?
I'm trying to work out what we can do about a school. I've got kids in a primary school, and one of my sons got suspended for supposedly assaulting a female classmate, which all they're doing was playing tag, and she grabbed onto him, and she fell over. He got suspended for that and a couple of other things. But in the meantime, he's been put on a good behaviour,
Good behaviour bond. Just back the truck up just a little bit there. What were the couple of other things?
Disobeying a teacher's orders. The teacher told him to go in to the principal's office, and he told him not to go to the principal's office. He wasn't going to go to the principal's office until he got his jumper, which I feel that was fine, but the teacher directly told him to go to the office and wouldn't let him go and do that. He was being picked on at school, and he got in trouble for swearing because kids kept on picking on him physically pushing him around and mouthing at him. And they've also been given death threats by certain kids in the school. He got suspended for that, but he was told that to keep his jumper on after sport, and the teacher directly told him not to get his jumper and go straight to the principal's office. That's that. Then he's the school's put him on a good behaviour thing, contract, and told him that he had to see a school psychiatrist, and every week, the school psychiatrist hasn't been there for the last 5 weeks because he's been sick. And the other thing is that he's been given two contracts, and if we line the signatures up for all two contracts, they're identical mirror image, so as if he's as if the school's actually forged the signatures on
them. How old is he?
10.
Well, thanks for your call, Troy. Have you actually, because I understand there's issues about this that it sounds like you contest, or you think the treatment may not have been as fair as it could have been. Have you raised those issues with the school, or any escalation of that?
I've raised it with the school, yep. I've raised it with the education department, and I've raised it with the regional...
The district office, yeah. And what's been the response to that?
Pretty much, they've been looking into it, but nothing's been happening, nothing's been going on. And it took me jumping up and down and threatening the school with a $1,100 bill to see a psychiatrist, for my son to see a psychiatrist.
Oh, because the school psychiatrist wasn't available.
The school was meant to provide a psychologist to the school.
Yep.
And they hadn't done it. He hadn't seen him for 5 weeks straight.
Yep.
So we told him, well, we'll provide one, but it's going to cost $100 an hour plus travel to and from.
Well, I think, Troy, as I said to one of our earlier callers, Michael, that the Department of Education schools are in our jurisdiction. Once again, though, partly because of the sensitivities of this matter, clearly a sensitive, complex matter with a range of details to go through. And as I say to all the listeners who call the program, obviously at this stage I've heard, not that I disbelieve any of it, but I've only heard your side of the story. The Ombudsman's jurisdiction is one of very strong bipartisanship in an approach, and we need to hear both sides of any story, and most stories have two sides. We need to hear both of those. We need to weigh those up and decide whether any allegations can be sustained, not sustained, what's fair and reasonable in all the circumstances. So what we'd like to do, as I've said a couple of times tonight, and I think is best in this particular case, is let's get your number to Harvey's producer, Royston. Mm. Let's give you a call in the next day or so. Let's have a bit more of a talk about the things you've done, the responses you've received. And as I say, I'm here to hear those sort of allegations, work out what evidence there is for them, hear both sides of the story, and then decide what is fair and reasonable in all the circumstances.
Thank you very much, Troy. Time for just one more call, Chris, and it's Matt. Hello, Matt.
How you going, Harvey?
Good, mate. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Look, yeah, my call just, it's more of a general call. I'm just interested in the way the Ombudsman Office look into inquiries. Do you guys have investigators that look into each complaint or each query? And if so, how are these guys trained, and what sort of goes on there?
No, well, terrific question, Matt. We have a range of staff, a range of inquiry officers, so they receive complaints that are, you know, perhaps simpler complaints, more informal complaints. They tend to be resolved early and quickly, and that's terrific for everyone involved, terrific for the taxpayer because they're paying less for that service, terrific for the people who come and see us because, of course, they're getting their matters resolved in a timely way without cost to them as well. So that's a range of people that we employ. We do have investigators. They come from a range of different backgrounds, law, social work, you know, it's a wide eclectic range of backgrounds. They are given training by us. That's a critical a point. You'd expect that of us, that we give people continuing professional development. We have a pretty sophisticated program internally to do that. We also use some external provision for that. I have a wide range of investigatory powers, all the powers of a standing Royal Commission, which gives me significant powers to inquire. But largely speaking, can I say, Matt, the bulk of what we do is able to be done without use of very significant investigatory powers, most of them are done informally, and that's because we find the departments collaborate with us very well.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. That was a good call and gives us an idea of how you do operate. Now, if you wish to contact Chris Field, the State Ombudsman, or his office, that number to call is 9220 7555, and you've got a 1-300-1800.
Yeah, we have got a 1-800 number, and I'll give it to you right now. 1-800-117-000.
Or you can go to mail@ombudsman.wa.gov.au, or the website is the three W's. ombudsman.wa.gov.au. Been terrific working with you, Chris, and I hope we can do it again someday.
Harvey, absolute pleasure.
And you'll be back with Graham, of course, in the very near future.
Thank you.